Brooks suffered two gunshot wounds to the back, according to the Fulton County Medical Examiner that judged his death to be a homicide. The incident occurred at an Atlanta fast food restaurant where officers had been administering a breathalyzer test. But security camera footage then shows a struggle with Brooks taking an officer's taser and running away. Video then shows Brooks turning to possibly aim the taser at the police officers in pursuit before being shot. His family lawyers say the officers should have found other ways to de-escalate the situation, and Brooks's death is amplified cause for systemic change in US policing. The officer suspected of killing Brooks has been fired, and prosecutors will decide this week whether to pursue charges. William Denslow, New York.